y'all, Jennifer here. We do love Arizona Inside and Out and love sharing our passions with our listeners. You know, once in a while, we receive a call or an email from someone new to Arizona, and they want our input on planning their own Arizona staycation. We let them know a good place to start is on our staycation page at rosieonthehouse.com. There, they can find links to where staycation winners have stayed in the past. You know, our May winners went to the Victorian-style Heritage Inn in Snowflake, located in the beautiful White Mountains. Heritage Inn is a quaint bed and breakfast and serves a killer breakfast to get their guests started each day. Our winners wound their way up the mountain in a Ford Edge from Sanderson Ford and ate a delicious tin of popcorn from My Popcorn Kitchen on the way. Arizona Highways Publications provided a scenic guide and provided ideas for beautiful drives. Arizona State Parks, of course, had to put in their little park guide to highlight all the wonderful award-winning state parks we have. Heck, they even had reading material for Porch Sitting, a signed edition of the Kolb Brothers by our own Roger Naylor. If you need ideas for your staycation or want a chance to win one of ours, sponsored by Sanderson Ford, go to rosieonthehouse.com and sign up for your chance to win.
Gotta love the staycation. Thank you, babe. That was great. It's been a lot of fun talking to the people that have won it. Here, wrapping up with Dr. David Dean, the Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House.
It's a good day to just talk about what the day means. Calvin Coolidge, one of our presidents, was marking the day in a speech, and he said that, you know, this is the day that we set aside to do honor to all those now gone who made the cause of America their supreme choice. I think that's kind of interesting because Ronald Reagan, reflecting on the day also, was thinking about the national anthem, and he posed the interesting question that our national anthem ends with a question, something that most national anthems don't. Does the flag still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? And so that's a question that we all have to ask. And so maybe today is a good day, or this weekend's a good weekend, to think about the home of the brave and the free.
A big thank you to Dr. David Dean, professor of history at Grand Canyon University, for joining us and bringing us this information. And thank you to the Veterans Hall of Fame Museum for providing a lot of today's information.
The Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Now, for those of you that are jumping in the car, let's bring in our guest by phone. He goes by the name known around the world as Gecko. It's actually Ken Sliwa, the Community Relations Administrator for Arizona State Parks and Trails. Gecko, there's a lot of people staying at home because they feel like the whole state is closed down. What can you tell them?
Well, that is not the case, Rosie. Good morning. We want to thank everybody and thank you for having us on this morning to let them know that there are 30 beautiful state parks open across Arizona. We've got camping and cabins and lakes and rivers. There's fishing and boating, historic parks. There's activities for the whole family across the state for people to enjoy this weekend.
And y'all's website is probably one of the greatest, easiest to use on the planet. What's the address?
Thank you. We're at azstateparks.com. You can check us out 24 hours a day, make reservations, get information. You can also call us at 877-MY-PARKS every day, 8 to 5, and get information and also make reservations there as well.
The website address one more time?
azstateparks.com.
The homepage lists a lot of current events and activities, folks. If you'll just scroll down to the bottom of the front page, it lists every single park. Just click on the park you're interested in, and it opens an entire page of information on that particular park. Arizona is open. Please travel with extreme care. I almost got punched out at the post office last week. A car with out-of-state license plates, seriously overloaded, back bumpers like 6 inches off the ground, towing a trailer. The chains were ground down to nothing. And I just said, you know, that's a great way to start a fire in this state. Could you please just wrap the chains? And the guy wanted to fight over it.
Yeah, we do want to remind people to be safe with fire this weekend. Obviously, there's some dry conditions out there, but there's lots of great activities out on the water, and people can go out, you know, boat and fish and be safe and have a great weekend at our gold medal winning award parks here across the state.
Boy, and I can't commend Arizona Game and Fish more for their break on their crackdown on sober boat operation and how important it is. I grew up on the lakes around Phoenix, water skiing in the 60s and 70s, and they weren't always so strict on enforcing that. I can't thank them enough for cracking down hard. You're driving a boat, you need to be as sober as you're driving a car. So thank you, Cayman Fish, for doing that.
We're a great partner, and we encourage people to explore the entire state and obviously be safe and create some great memories.
Gecko.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a million for taking time on your Saturday to join us here at Rosie on Nows. Arizona State Parks and Trail Systems is officially open Memorial Day weekend in spite. I think we have some 83 closures across the state in the various national forest park areas, the national forest areas. So,
Well, there's some great great parks that didn't even mention. Lyman Lake State Park way up in the White Mountains. That's a great fishing hole. If you're down in the southern part and you don't have time to get all the way up north, man, Karshner Cavern, I'm pretty sure it's kind of cool in the caves.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to get all the way north to get cool. you can go down.
Absolutely. 8 o'clock hour, outdoor living segment.
Farmer Greg's here. He's standing outside just waiting to get in. We're talking about peach and apple harvest in Arizona right now.
Can I cut into Tinley's apple pie yet?
Not yet. Not
yet.
Not yet. 5 more minutes.
Get that on Facebook. That's a gorgeous pie.